With the kids back in school and the fruit on the trees ripening, fall is right around the corner. Its imminent arrival heralded by scattered showers across much of the North Coast yesterday.
Yeah, most of the rain occurred up in Del Norte County, the higher elevations where I'm seeing reports here, especially in some of these higher elevation sites. You know, inland, there's a remote automated weather station that reported 1.42 inches over the last 24 hours, but that station's up near over 4,000 feet. And then in interior Del Norte had, over half an inch, really, like Gaskee, and there was a couple other stations. But actually right along the coast in Del Norte County, they had, almost 0.4 inches. And then right here around the greater Humboldt Bay area, amounts were generally less than 0.1. We had, I think, reported at the airport, we had 0.06, and we had about the same amount here. And that's just enough to make the ground wet. And like I said, depending on how much sunshine and, evaporation you get after that, that usually dries out pretty quickly. I'm just looking at the roads around here, and they dry out pretty fast. But we haven't had a lot of sunshine today. And then put wind on top of that, then it'll tend to evaporate pretty quickly, especially with that little bit amount of rain. But once you start getting amounts over 0.25 inch to 0.5 inch, then yeah, it takes a lot more for that to really dry out. The rain has come to an end.
That was meteorologist Doug Boucher with Eureka Office of the National Weather Service. Though temperatures are once again on the rise, a chaotic system has local meteorologists guessing when it comes to this upcoming weekend.
Looking at dry weather here for the next couple of days, Thursday, Friday, maybe even Saturday. We have another system coming in that might produce some rain, but there's a lot of uncertainty with it. It could stay offshore or it could track inland, and we could end up completely dry. It looks like that kind of chaotic pattern is what I want to call it, continues into the early portion of next week as well. So we could see a rainy period, or we could just see, not much rain at all. And, most of it will stay east of us or to the south. So yeah, it's a really chaotic pattern. But there does look like there will be another system coming in. Like I said, towards the latter portion of the weekend, it could bring a little bit more rain. But right now, it doesn't look like a whole lot.
When asked if this chaotic pattern was a sign we are falling into fall, Boucher said,
"Definitely, this is certainly a sign of fall. And it's certainly nice not to see, that 100 degree heat in the interior."
Though much of the North Coast got a bit of precipitation, the meteorologist reminds residents that the vegetation remains dry.
It's still dry, and we're still in fire season, high season until probably in the next couple of months, but it definitely falls in the air. And even as we dry out tomorrow, even though we're expecting temperatures to start to warm back up, it's not going to get super, super hot like we saw earlier in August. And earlier this month, I think we had some heat advisories and highs, in the...
Boucher is not the only local official reminding folks that we are still in fire season. With the change in the weather, fire personnel have been responding to an increase in illegal burn pile calls, including one in the Edersburg area last night, one of three calls that Southern Humboldt fire personnel responded to, including CAL FIRE.
Hello, this is Jeremy Ward, Battalion Chief with the CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte Unit Fire Prevention Bureau. So yes, yesterday and over the last several days, there has been a number of fires reported across the unit. Specifically, yesterday afternoon and into the evening, I believe we had three separate fires start in the Southern Humboldt area. The first of those fires was determined to be resulting from illegal debris burning. We do want to remind people again that burning is still suspended, and that even though there may be times where the weather changes a little bit and we get a little bit of moisture, that it's still not safe to burn, as evidenced yesterday, because that fire escaped that person's control. And again, going back to what we commonly see in these debris burn escapes, there's other factors where people would not have been following the permit conditions, which would have required clearance around their piles and the person to stay in attendance, things like that. So, getting back to it, again, we keep seeing these preventable fires over and over again. Enforcement action was taken yesterday, and we want to remind everyone again, don't be burning. It's not that time yet. We will let people know when it is time to burn, and we can lift that suspension. But until then, please, now's a good time to be making your piles as temperatures start to cool a little bit. And I suggest folks keep them covered up as the rain starts to approach. And then that way, when the rain does come, your piles are still dry enough to burn, and the risk of them escaping has decreased significantly.
The responsible party for the illegal debris fire in Edersburg was cited for burning during the burn suspension. Others may face the same fate and risk incurring the financial burden of the fire suppression costs.
That is a potential action that we could seek, is to recuperate the cost of suppression. And if the fire ends up being one that requires the response of aircraft, that can get very expensive very quickly. Because as you can imagine, once we start flying helicopters and air tankers and our air attack platforms, the cost of those fires it's exponential. So, you know, we want to avoid those fires for a lot of reasons, you know, just for the expense to the state, for the potential the costs incurred by the responsible parties, and just, you know, for public safety.
Two other small fires were reported in southern Humboldt last night. The Rock Fire on Blue Rock Road in Bembo reported at 7:24 p.m., which is believed to have been ignited by a propane tank that caught fire, damaging a shed, and a fire on China Creek and Crooked Prairie Road that was quickly contained after burning just a tenth of an acre. During fire season, the public is encouraged to use extreme caution to mitigate fire risks. I'm Lisa Music, reporting for KMUD.